It's now my honor to introduce to you a very special guest. He knows firsthand the lasting impact Alito can have on an entire generation. He himself went from homelessness to a business icon. His story was even depicted in the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. Tonight, we honor these inspirational leaders and mentors that we just mentioned with another inspirational leader. Please welcome, presented by Transfer, Chris Gardner.
Look in the mirror and ask yourself two questions. If I could do anything in the world tomorrow morning, what would it be? What would it look like? What would it feel like? What would it smell like? Engage all your senses. And then ask yourself the second question. What did I do today to make tomorrow happen? Would you seize it or would you just let it slip away?
Mr. Gardner is an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, international best-selling author, award-winning film producer. His autobiography, The Pursuit of Happiness, became a New York Times number one bestseller and is also the inspiration for the critically acclaimed film, The Pursuit of Happiness. Prepare to be inspired and help me welcome Mr. Chris Gardner.
Before I say anything, I gotta say this. My friends from Anoronde High School in New York gave me this. What do you think? Man, I am absolutely honored to be here, to be a very, very small part of such a huge effort, such an important initiative. As most of you know, I spent my entire career on Wall Street in the financial services industry. Some people might be asking right now, what is a guy from Wall Street doing here at Skills USA? I am here because all of you and your mentors have made the decision to make an investment in yourselves. To make an investment in yourself by mastering a skill, a trade, or a craft. A skill, a trade, or a craft that will allow many of you all to begin to create generational wealth for the first time in the history of your family. A skill set, a trade, or a craft where the work that you do cannot be outsourced to Mexico, India, or China. A skill set, a trade, or a craft that you can master and no student loan debt. That's why I'm here. I'm here to support your investment. And in the last 5 years, I've had the opportunity to speak at over 500 schools all across the country. And when I'm with young people, I share with them the three most important decisions that I ever made in my life, all of which I made at your age or younger. Unfortunately, due to time constraints, I can only share one with you right now that's directly related to you mastering your skill, trade, or craft. I will never forget being a young man, 14 years of age, when I made the second most important decision that I ever made in my life. I had the honor one night of hearing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speak. As a matter of fact, it was the last speech he ever gave in his life. He was assassinated the very next day. He was speaking to a group of municipal employees, sanitation workers, garbage men down in Memphis, Tennessee. And this message to those men that night was, whatever you're going to do with your life, you should seek to become the best at it. I believe his exact words were, if you're going to be a garbage man, you should seek to become the best garbage man and sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. And right there, I made the second most important decision that I've ever made in my life. That decision was, I'm going to become world-class at whatever I do with my life. Not good at it, not pretty good at it, but world-class at it. And let me submit this to you. I guarantee you, whatever job, industry, or business that you go into, I guarantee you at some point, there's going to be a conversation going on, and the question is going to come up. Who's the best in the business? Somebody ought to say your name. Same conversation, same question. Who's the best in the business? If nobody says your name, then you've got work to do. Same conversation, same question. Who's the best in the business? If nobody says your name and you don't care, get out of the business. You'll never be any good. But the ultimate validation in that scenario, when that question comes up of who's the best in the business, the ultimate validation is with someone who does not like you says your name. When the people who will not take your phone calls are hoping that you'll return their calls. When the folks who would not hire you yesterday cannot afford you today. That's when you'll know. You know when I knew? I don't, but I'm working on it every single day. I am working on it every single day. I am grinding. In the film, The Pursuit of Happiness, there was a scene where I met this guy driving this gorgeous red Ferrari, and I go up to him and I say, I've got to ask you two questions. What do you do and how do you do that? Well, there's a new two questions. And I want to give every one of you some homework. By the way, I'm going to be hanging around here the whole conference. I'm going to be at booth number 348. I want to hear your thoughts on this homework. This will be the coolest homework assignment you ever got in your life because you can do it or not do it. There's no right or wrong answers, and you get to grade your own papers. That's pretty cool, no? Here's the new two questions. Here's your homework. Every day for the rest of this summer, every day for the rest of this year, every time you're brushing your teeth, I want you to look at that person that you see in the mirror and ask them the new two questions. Question number one, if I could walk through a door tomorrow morning and be doing anything in the world, what would it be? What would it look like? What would it smell like? What would it taste like? Engage all of your senses. And then ask yourself the second question. What did I do today to make tomorrow happen? What did I do today to make tomorrow happen? Did I move the dial forward one notch? Did I take one baby step towards what it is I say I really want to do? And if the answer is no, then that's on you. And you gotta know something. The hard part about this assignment, when you look in the mirror, that person that you see, That person saw everything that you said and they heard everything that you did. That's the hard part about this assignment. And I'm going to say this. I want to share one thing with you. I've been hanging around too many teenagers for a long time. I have fallen in love with old school rap music. Old school rap music, okay? And I will never forget a conversation that I had with my favorite rapper, the Notorious B.I.G. I will never forget. We were talking about struggle, and out of nowhere, Biggie says, "We got to go forward. Through the fire, through the pain, baby steps in the rain, while all about you will be the same, be the player, not the game." Thank you. God bless you, and God bless Skills USA. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I felt you all the way up here, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Skills.